WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abubang. 24 hours, that's the timetable in Israel's call for a mass evacuation in northern Gaza amid its ongoing war with Hamas militants. That's ahead of what many fear will be a ground invasion, making conditions there worse.
There's no shelter in Gaza. All the crossings are closed. Even those designated shelters, they're not fit or adequate to shelter people.
That's Bushra Khalidi, policy lead at Oxfam. Meantime, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now in Jordan for talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, hoping to broker a safe passage for refugees and supplies. House Republicans meet today to decide on a new nominee for Speaker after frontrunner Congressman Steve Scalise withdrew from contention. Scalise failed to get enough support in his own party to win a vote on the House floor. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had said he would vote for Scalise, is reportedly vying for the speakership again. This is ABC News. A scam alert for shoppers. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has more.
The latest scam targeting shoppers comes disguised as a text message urging you to click on a link to learn more about a problem with your delivery. Michigan's Attorney General issuing a warning saying clicking on fraudulent links can lead to identity theft, the installation of malware on your device, and could lead to your contact information being sold to other bad actors. The Postal Service says text messages or emails will not be sent to a customer unless you registered on their website to receive those kinds of updates. And it says the Postal Service messages will not contain a link.
Rudolph Isley, one of the founding members of the R&B group The Isley Brothers, has died at 84 years old. His family announced it through the group's social media accounts. The Isley Brothers had a 1973 top 10 Billboard hit with That Lady. No cause of death was announced. Faith Abube, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the wild west of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, 7:06, 50 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 50 in Oshkosh. We're going to be talking a little sports medicine coming up here with Dr. Derek Vaughn from Bellin Sports Medicine. I'll tell you what, those guys have done so much, guys and women, have done so much for local athletes. It's unbelievable. Oh, it's what a great place it is.
And they continue to invest in sports medicine, which... You know, that's a big part of our community here. Yeah. And sometimes you think they build or they have these great doctors, great specialists, and they're only for the elite athletes. They will take care of a high school kid, too. You know what I mean? That's what's cool is when they take that talent that they have and share it with the whole community. And,
but Bellin is great.
They're the best.
I mean, you want to talk about we're not a huge city. I mean, it was 100,000 or something? Or
107.
107. And to have something like them here is incredible, what they do. Bellin Sports, incredible. Good
they
stuff.
They are, and even people have gotten bigger over time.
Yeah. I haven't talked to them about my back issue.
We have to get that out.
They did cure my gout issue last year.
Which was big. But what Bellin has done to address
people. And gout is underrated. People don't know how much gout hurts.
Yeah, it's because nobody has it except you.
Well.
But they've addressed the community needs, like people like you. They're, you know, those MRI machines, you know, and you had an MRI, right? But you got like panicked and started crying.
You know what? We were during the break, we were talking about people who bring drama to a conversation. You do that to me. There's got to be a term, what you do to me. There is. There's a term.
It's called respect, John.
No, it's not. What's the exact opposite?
Anyway, these MRI machines are...
Hang on, hold off. We got Dr. Vaughn here.
I know, Dr. Vaughn...
I didn't cry in an MRI machine.
But they made these MRI machines bigger, because Johnny is... I don't know if you've seen him lately, Doc.
Oh, my God.
Right? You have MRI machines for people like most of us, but didn't you guys buy or build a couple like bigger ones for these bigger athletes?
The ones at Titletown should fit most people, I'd say. Yeah, the ones over at our office and across from Lambeau, they should fit most folks.
Unbelievable what you did, the money you spent there, and thank you for doing that. But yeah, people think that is just for these high end athletes. But I mean, if some kid hurts his during a game, you'll take him and look at him there. I think give you a lot of credit for doing that. How are our youth doing with preparation for all these sports, harder hitting, concussions? Tell us your take on youth sports here in our community.
Yeah, sure. So I've been fortunate this year to kind of take over helping out at Ashwaubenon. As our sports medicine program grows, where we're in the community and in the schools, I've been able to kind of take over that school this football season and you know, you watch these kids and they're flying around out there. Some of the things that I would have guessed probably even when I was playing in high school 15 years ago that would have been sort of the college speed, you see that on some of these athletes. And maybe it's just Northeast Wisconsin knows how to breed their football players. But I think it's pretty incredible. And with that comes a lot of injuries. And, you know, we've seen several concussions this year, unfortunately had several athletes with ACL injuries and things like that. And so that's what we exist for. You know, that building is beautiful. It's nice. It's right across from Lambeau. But it's for everyone. There's no doubt about that. The majority of my practice as a hand and upper extremity surgeon is really working with people who aren't athletes. It's getting people back to work as soon as we can and getting people to have better quality of life. It's funny because right now deer hunting season's coming up and people don't really want to have surgery. So, we're waiting until after deer season
priorities.
To get a lot of these folks taken care of.
Priorities, Doc.
That's right. Got to have them.
Now, you mentioned you're a hand, wrist, and elbow specialist. You do a little bit of everything, obviously. You know, we had a game, Ted and I, first game of the season. It was Nina against Depeer, and Nina had this phenomenal quarterback, young quarterback. And fourth quarter, all of a sudden, he's not in the game. We see him with a big ice pack on his wrist, and he missed like five games because of it. Wow. But what I'm saying is he did make it back. And I guarantee you, in my day, whatever injury he had, that probably would have been a season ender. But nowadays, you get those injuries, and that's one thing. You know, you can't prevent injuries in sports. We talk about that, especially in high school football, as you mentioned. These kids are so well-conditioned. They're so big. They're so tough. They hit so hard. Injuries are simply going to happen. But you guys find a way to help them get back into action so much faster and in a safer way than my era.
No doubt. Yeah, I think a lot of that is probably due to the techniques we use in surgeries, especially folks that have them have to have a surgery. You know, a lot of the fixation techniques have really improved and give us a lot more confidence to let folks try them out sooner. Because the goal is always to get people back sooner. You know, the running joke with orthopedic surgeons is one orthopedic time unit is 6 weeks. If you ask an orthopedic surgeon anything, they're going to tell you 6 weeks. And so we're trying to always change that. You know, we want to decrease that amount and get them back as soon as possible. It's tough. You know, we've got these young athletes, and I have to have this tough conversation with parents frequently, though, where there's risk. You know, there's risk to going back soon. And for the most of these young folks, they've got a long life ahead of them doing some other job and want to make sure that they're right for the future.
But, boy, those kids, they must look you in the eye. And, you know, these kids probably all have dreams to play in the NFL. And, you know, that must be tough for you to manage their anxiety to get back on the field.
Well, not only that, but another thing, though, too, is like, you know, if you're in college these days, you can play for like 6 years. I mean, it's incredible how long you can go. NFL, somebody might have a 5-year career, whatever. These high school kids, 99% of them, this is it. You got those 4 years, and then the sport you just love, it's over. It's not like you're a tennis player or a golfer or whatever. High school football is, as much as you love it and the work you put into it, that's it. So for guys like you, keeping that dream alive for these kids, run out there on a Friday night, that means a lot to a person's life. I'm not trying to overstate sports, but I'm telling you, as a guy that was just, I was just nuts about football in my day, and the day it all ended, you know, it's a thing where it's like, I'm never going to be able to do this again. So for you guys, what you do to keep these kids playing and get those pads on a Friday night is pretty cool.
Well, thanks, sir. Yeah, I remember myself playing, I graduated high school, I guess, 2006, and I remember the last game I played, you know, and you sit there, everybody's sitting in the locker room, and there's tears, and you just realize that, you know, something you love, the camaraderie you have, the team aspect, that's gone, and you never really know, I guess, if you're going to get that back. And so that's where the conversation usually goes with these kids is, you know, especially when you're in your senior year, we're going to do what we can to keep you on the field, pretty much no matter what. You know, junior year to, you know, these are, like you said, they're core moments for people, they're core memories for people. And I think in a lot of ways, not to, again, overstate sports, but can propel them to success in the rest of their life.
We're talking with Dr. Derek Vaughn from Bellin Sports Medicine.
So, Doc, in these injuries that come in, and you've probably seen it all, right? I mean,
pretty close to it.
You're dealing with the student. Tell me about dealing with the coaches. I mean, I would just think that listen to the doctor on this thing, but you got to have parents and coaches managing that a challenge to you at all, or they really give a lot of respect to you?
Definitely is. It definitely is. You know, we all sort of joke, you know, everybody has their sort of stereotype, right? And, you know, coaches coach, and they want their players, and they want them now, and they always want them. And so it's nothing that they are not looking out for the kid, of course. It's more they want them available, and they want them to be able to play. And so, you know, the incredible thing that I've experienced here in this community is when you tell a coach, hey, I'm sorry, they're done, they say, okay, and they move on.
Cool.
But, you know, they always want to push, and they always want them to play. And most parents are the same way. You know, most parents want to get them back, like you guys have talked about, as soon as possible. But sometimes it's realistic, sometimes it's not. But, you know, I think managing expectations is a huge part of what I do. You know, most things heal pretty well. Most people do pretty well. It's not always good is what God gave you, is what I tell a lot of families. And but at the same time, we're trying to get you there.
And I think that speaks well for this community in that they have a lot of respect for the healthcare. I mean, you look at this region. I mean, even people, you know, from the UP, everybody comes to Green Bay. I mean, we've got you, we've got
I was saying that earlier for, you know, $100,000. I mean, I guarantee you, like Duluth, who might be the same size as Green Bay, they don't have what Green Bay has to offer with Bell and Sports Medicine. Right. And I'm not blowing smoke. I'm just being that people don't realize
they're regional.
How huge this is, what it you is. Guys do.
It is. And I think we know that, like, there's a few things we're blessed with in this community. And one is we got great health care.
Yeah.
I think that's why, you know, when we became the number one place to live in America, you know, a lot of things went into that survey, you know, amenities and the cost of living, but something that, you know, healthcare.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right here and you can be in the hospital in 8 minutes, you know, and we're going to pick you up.
Hey, Dr. Vaughn, I just want to, I'm going to go back to 1982. You were probably like not even born, right, doctor?
I was not.
Okay. I'm going to go back to 1982. And I was in Flint, Michigan. And one of the first stories I did was on a guy by the name of Mark Ingram. He was a high school athlete at Flint Central, and he was a really good football player, went on to play at Michigan State. But he was the first local athlete to have an arthroscopic surgery on his knee. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to his coach, and his coach was in shorts, and he had those zipper-type scars on his knee because he'd had, like, the same injury, an ACL. And he was talking, this new thing, this is like a miracle. You can't believe this. He's gonna be back, you know, in the winter or whatever. And in my day, he said I had the exact same injury, and I never played again.
Right.
They tore my knee open and did whatever. And just kind of a funny story that Mark Ingram then had a son, who was also named Mark Ingram, went on to win the Heisman Trophy as a running back at Alabama, and now does the pregame show for Fox Sports. But I'm just saying, it's like the advancement from 1982 to right now. It's the difference between having your knee completely taking like a can opener to it looked like what they did, versus this nowadays where you have a couple of little tiny pinhole type scars and they're better than ever. Isn't it amazing the progress you guys have made in this field?
Oh, it's incredible. And so I actually gave a talk last night at Bellin College for some radiology tech students. And we discussed that very thing, that, you know, the technology has had to evolve in multiple areas in order for us to be able to do that kind of stuff. You know, it's kind of simultaneously come with the advent and improvement of MRI and other imaging modalities that you just didn't have before. And so the field of orthopedics has just exploded really in the last 100 years as we've been able to diagnose, first of all. And that's the crazy thing, I guess, to me, is all of this innovation in this field has really improved in a very, very short period of time, and it's continuing.
Awesome.
You know, I do shoulder replacement surgery as well, and the technology would stun you. We have 3D printed guides that we have made for patients specific to them and their anatomy off of a CT scan. So that when we get into surgery, I know exactly where to put the pieces and parts because
Dr. Vaughn, we're running out of time. Can you stick around for, we want to keep talking about this.
Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you.
Couple minutes.
Back right after this.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise overcast. Highs around 51, easterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows around 49. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high at 52. Temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine and the Mayor here on WGBW. We're having a great talk with Dr. Derek Vaughn from Bell and Sports Medicine. Doctor, thank you for staying with us. We're going to do another segment with you because we find this really fascinating, and the stuff you're bringing to the table here is really cool.
Well, and cool. Doc, what we were talking about, the game has changed. I mean, right? I mean, you look at back to even in 70s, 60s, 70s, and Johnny talked about some of even in high school. But the NFL has changed just unbelievable, not just the revenue side of it, these crazy salaries, but, you know, the game in itself has changed. And what I think is really complimentary to your industry, especially in the area of orthopedics, you've kept pace with that, probably maybe even advanced it a little bit. But the investment you've made in equipment and technology and, you know, the training that you have, like you talked about those MRIs, you're to be applauded for that. And have you kept pace with other industries too? Like, are you guys big on the basketball? I know you have a pretty good golf thing out there at the right? Don't you help golfers as well? Yeah, tell us more about other sports.
Yeah, so lots of offerings over at Titletown, and I think what I have described it as is more of a community center rather than a doctor's office. The traditional doctor's office, we got plenty of those in Bellin's system, but Titletown was really designed more as a community center, a place where all sorts of athletes can come. We have a room in there that you can get fitted on your bicycle. You can bring your bike in. They'll make sure it's fitted well. They actually have the ability. You can actually take some rides, some simulated rides on a screen when you lock in your bike.
Wow.
A special treadmill that Dr. Anderson, when he came here, had them bring that lets him evaluate how athletes are running to kind of evaluate their foot and ankle injuries that Dr. Eben and Dr. Ruda are using now. And then talking about the golf assessment, you can get fitted for clubs. You can come over and have a swing analysis using some of our pretty innovative cameras. And then my favorite, because I love overhead throwing athletes, you can get a throwing assessment. A lot of our athletes are overusing their arms. They're throwing way too much and sort of showing them their mechanics in a technologically advanced way can really help them adjust their mechanics so that they're maybe at less risk of getting injured.
That's incredible. That's fantastic.
And I think people
That's
don't
so
know.
Cool.
I think of the investment that Bellin made, but you know, I want to go back to the golf. My kid was on the golf team, and that's incredible what you guys have there. And that could be a lifelong sport.
Well, that's,
unlike
that's
football,
what, you know, I've
right?
got a back issue, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. And
yeah.
I had to give up golf because I was as people say, a very aggressive golfer. Okay. And that would just hurt constantly, my back would just be terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
And I gave up golf because of those reasons. It would have been great 20 years ago if I could have come to you guys and you guys look at my swing and say, holy cow, you're tearing up your back with the way you're swinging. So I think that is such a breakthrough to be able to prevent somebody. You know, it's preventative medicine almost by having somebody come there.
you know, that's the future. I mean, we if you look at across healthcare, that's a big emphasis is preventative care, because we can do things when people get sick and we can do things when people get injured, but it's way better if they just never happen to begin with.
Right.
And that's the focus of stroke care and cardiac care and renal care and orthopedic care is preventative medicine.
Boy, to think what John Minor could have been.
I know. Think about it.
He brags about star quarterback. I've never documented that. The first time I heard about golf was today. Been working with a guy for 4 months. Yeah. But I just want to give kudos to, again, I just that whole, you know, it was back when George Kirwan was running your place. But I think the investment you guys made in the community and because I think sports is part of life. We were talking about that a little bit earlier.
Well, it is. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes people say, well, it's just sports. No, that's part of your whole lifestyle and your mental outlook on things. Sports is really important. And, you know, one of the cool things now is so many elderly people or people that haven't done much, you know, they're all into pickleball, which is just exploding. But there's a lot of injuries with that sport that seems as, you know, easy a sport as ever. But, doctor, there's a lot of injuries from that, aren't there?
Oh, my goodness. I've had two or three patients in the last month that broke their wrist tripping and falling and playing pickleball. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's an excellent exercise for people. It's excellent to keep them active. We have a joke with one of my other partners that he played once, and now he can't kind of live it down. He's been labeled the pickleballer in the clinic. But, yeah, it's a wave for sure. I've not personally played myself. I don't know if you guys have, but
I haven't. No,
I may have to get into.
Yeah.
Hey, where did you go to high school, by the way?
So I grew up in Western Kentucky. So I'm a transplant. We moved here 3 years ago, sort of in the middle of the pandemic.
I mean, I know you got a little bit of the Southern accent, so I thought you're right around that area.
Yeah.
How do you like it up here?
Oh, we love it. We sort of joke it's where we grew up, but with an NFL team and everything that comes with it. You know, the Packers being so prominent in this community, you guys were talking about how blessed we are with healthcare. You know, a lot of that's driven by having that and all the other industry here. Like where I grew up is unfortunately sort of depressed. There aren't the number of jobs and things that there are in Green Bay. And so we feel very blessed to be living here. We think it's a great community.
Awesome.
And I think you're right. You know, we have a strong economy here, and it's not driven by one industry. And I think that's healthy about Green Bay. I mean, obviously we're big on paper and, we still have that tagline that we wipe the world because we'd make so much toilet paper here. But the other industries we have, you know, just with agriculture and cheese and then healthcare and insurance and just manufacturing. So, yeah, I agree with you. You know, I'm a big, I just love it living here. And where were you in Kentucky? Like what part? Were you in Paducah area or were you?
Paducah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's.
Did you go to Western Kentucky?
I don't know why I said Paducah.
I went to Louisville. Louisville, Cardinal. Depending on how you want to say it. So I spent 8 years there.
That's
before I met my wife.
And that's a pretty good city.
I think.
Like Louisville.
It's a good place. It was a good place to live, too.
But I'm glad you're here, and we need talent like you here. And we have been very successful. Johnny and I talk about this, you know, for sure every week about the talent that we draw here. And just thank you for, you know, you could have gone anywhere. I mean, orthopedic surgeons, you guys do all right. and we're glad you're doing it here, you know. And thank you.
Yeah, we Bellin made a big commitment to building this orthopedic program, and we are very blessed to be here.
Awesome. Dr. Derek Vaughn, Bellin Sports Medicine. Love having you guys on. This is always really fun, and I'd like to thank you guys. Last year, you guys saved my life with my gout issues.
Geez.
It could have been life-threatening, Jim.
Whatever.
And you don't know.
That's what stopped him from the NBA, because I know he was going to be on the golf, PGA, NFL.
You through?
Whatever.
Okay. Just keep going.
Thank you, Doc. Parents said, listen to the doctor.
Dr. Vaughn, thank you so very much. This has been phenomenal having you on.
Awesome, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Dr. Derek Vaughn, Bellin Sports Medicine. Those guys rock it. They're phenomenal. When we come back, we'll talk about all the great things going on in Green Bay this weekend. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abubang. 24 hours, that's the timetable in Israel's call for a mass evacuation in northern Gaza amid its ongoing war with Hamas militants. That's ahead of what many fear will be a ground invasion, making conditions there worse.
There's no shelter in Gaza. All the crossings are closed. Even those designated shelters, they're not fit or adequate.
That's Bushra Khalidi, policy lead at Oxfam. Meantime, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now in Jordan for talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, hoping to broker a safe passage for refugees and supplies. House Republicans meet today to decide on a new nominee for Speaker after frontrunner Congressman Steve Scalise withdrew from contention. Scalise failed to get enough support in his own party to win a vote on the House floor. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had said he would vote for Scalise, is reportedly vying for the speakership again. This is ABC News.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a Friday morning. A segment brought to you by Waterfront Market in downtown Green Bay, right here on Washington Street. It is the coolest market you'll ever go to in your entire life. It's got an unbelievable liquor department, I'll be honest with you. And you know what's cool? They got lots of different beers. Last week, I bought a beer. It was like Kona Hawaiian beer. I love trying different beers like that. They got fantastic.
Great wines, too.
They got great wines.
You know, Parallel 44 and Captain's. And
the one I bought was from the place down here.
Captain's Walk?
Captain's Walk.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was a white wine. I'm not normally a white wine guy, but it was a nice white wine. But they got phenomenal sandwiches there from Not By Bread Alone. They've got these wraps, these Italian wraps. And you put it in the microwave for like 20 seconds. They're amazing.
People are huge fans of those.
Oh, they're so good.
They don't look that appetizing, but they're delicious and they sell out.
Yeah, you're right. They're almost like they have a green look to them type of
like
thing.
Like a little slimy looking, right. But they fly off the shelves.
This is Christy joining us right here talking about Waterfront Market and everything going on down here. But that is such a fun market to just walk around and see the different things they got. And you can even buy bait. You can buy bait there.
Being right on the river.
Being right on the river. Yep. So it's fantastic. Waterfront Market. I can't say enough good things about them.
Close to those sandwiches?
No, they're not. Okay, no, it's okay. It's all different.
We'll get you one.
But you got to check out their liquor department. It's like the old Shopko Liquor where we used to go to when I was a little kid.
Yes.
That was a big trip for us to go from Nagani to Green Bay and go to Shopko Liquor.
On military?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I think there's something about the taxes or something, Michigan versus Wisconsin, where like brandy was so much cheaper here and things like that.
Really?
Yeah, my dad would load up with the different kinds of brandy and those kind of things. Loved it. And then you know what else we'd buy, though? They had that cheap soda back then.
Ting?
Tang?
No, it wasn't that.
No, Ting.
Bubble Up.
Yeah.
You guys remember Bubble Up?
I do, John.
Todd? Yeah, I remember that.
Because
And
it wouldn't say like Coke. It would just say Cola.
Cola.
Right. Root beer. Right. Lime. Cherry.
The generic.
The very generic.
Yeah.
Grape. Yeah. But it was, I want to say it was like 12 cents a can, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about. That was the generic, yes.
Yeah.
Going
to Shopko Liquor in those days was such a huge event.
That market, and a lot of people who work down here, and you and I are patrons of that place, but that's a place, if you live down here, even Astor Park, you know, people are always like, oh, I want to get some good quality stuff and, you know, easy to get to. And, yeah, that market is great. And it's a great place. It's not a shopping center. It's not a Costco, but it's got high quality stuff and reasonably priced. I love it.
Oh, it's fun.
We're lucky to have that here.
So we got that here. We got a lot of stuff going on in the city deck. Christy, what's going on this weekend?
Well, tonight at the Rush Center, Luke Bryan, the Country On Tour is tonight.
That's huge.
Yes, at 7 p.m. The doors open at 5:30, and there are still tickets available.
For Luke Bryan, there's still tickets available?
Yes, Luke Bryan, the Country On Tour.
If I didn't have a high school football game tonight, I would be at the Rush. Luke Bryan is awesome.
Absolutely. And our friends at the Epic Event Center, they have Taproot with special guests September Morning and Heartstick. Those tickets are still available. General admission tickets are $20 over at Epic Event Center, and that is at 6:30 p.m.
Awesome.
What is that, tonight, tomorrow? That's tonight.
Yep, tonight. $20. Both tonight. Oh, yeah. Rush Center.
Stuff to do tonight, yes.
Yeah, it's a little rainy. It's
perfect night to do something.
Indoors.
Yeah.
And this is super fun. It's the Dinner Detective Green Bay. That is tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency. The Dinner Detective is America's largest true crime interactive comedy dinner. So you get to solve hilarious mysteries while you feast on a fantastic dinner.
Where's this?
This is at the Hyatt Regency on Main Street.
John, have you been to those murder mysteries?
I have not. No.
Those are fun. If your table gets into it, they're a blast.
Yeah, I've heard people are really big into it.
Yeah. You got to get into it. You got to read the clues, and then when the waiter comes, wait a minute. You got to ask him a question.
Really?
It could be this guy.
Right. You could be the guy we're looking for. Those are a blast. You got to get into it to make it fun. If you get disconnected, it's still a fun night with friends. But, so what's this one called? The Detective?
It's called the Dinner Detective Green Bay.
Love it.
My friends and I do it, and we actually dress up. Like, you know, like you dress up like Clue or whatever. It's just a blast.
Oh, that's cool. I've always seen those, but I've never done it.
Yeah. Cool.
It's a good time. And the tickets, they're still available. They start at $59.95, but you get the whole show and you get a dinner.
Yeah.
So nice. Is that like local actors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They bring in a couple.
Yeah.
A little bit
of everything.
Set the tone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there's a lot of local talent there too. And even, whatever. Those are fun.
Okay. You know what? You know what's funny? Or not funny, but frustrating in some ways?
What, John?
With I've given my background as an actor. Actor of the year at Mesabi Community College.
Yeah.
Actor with a real, I got to find this. This is, okay, I'm not kidding. The Scottsdale newspaper did a review of one of the plays I was in at ASU, at Arizona State University. Yeah, yeah. And it said, you know, excellent performances were turned in by yada yada, John Mino. This is the Scottsdale News. Scottsdale, Arizona mentioned me as being a great actor.
John Mino, Crew.
What's that supposed to mean?
You wear your little black turtleneck and pants. Were you on the Crew, like the guys who move the chairs?
What's wrong
scenes?
With turtlenecks?
No, I'm just saying.
Maybe
we're okay. I'm just. They always give a shout out to the Crew because you guys.
Yes, it's called striking a set, Jim.
Yes,
okay. It's called striking a set.
Is that what you did at
afterwards?
ASU?
Yeah, afterwards.
No, was that
kind of a big deal?
I'm not discounting the crew. I want to be clear on where they did you get the shout out for being on crew or for being part of the performance?
Part of the performance.
Really?
Yeah. The play. Wow. Okay. The play. All right. Can I finish or no?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The play was called Steam Bath. Have you ever heard of it? It was a very popular play. Yeah, Steam Bath. And I played the part of a Puerto Rican waiter.
Do some lines for us. Gutley.
No.
Don't. Do a couple lines
don't,
for us.
Don't egg him on.
I don't remember.
This whole show's been about John Quarterback. I golfed. Okay.
You bring all this stuff up. I haven't.
Barber
wow.
chef. All
right. But let me just say this.
That's so, cool.
We talk about something. I also work part-time at Grady Gamage Auditorium, it was called at ASU. And they used to have big concerts there. And I worked a Rod Stewart concert.
Oh, I've seen him.
Setting up their equipment and stuff like that.
He's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, so I think this whole thing was a segue to... your employment opportunities.
Well, what I'm saying is, if I could get back to where I was going before I was like incredibly rudely interrupted. What I'm saying is, I've told...
That's because we've heard this before, but go ahead, John. Okay, I'm sorry.
I publicly told about my thespian skills, okay? And I'm just somewhat dismayed that these local groups, even like Gizmo, and we have Gizmo here, and I'm somewhat surprised and dismayed that people haven't said, Mino... Oh my God! We didn't know you were an actor. Yeah. You'd come join our play. Come join our.
Doesn't that tell you something? You've been.
I don't know what it
you've
tells
been in
me.
The industry for 40 years.
Got to text you. Where are these major awards hanging? I've moved a lot since then, and I will find them. Some major award.
I think there might be something here, and let me tell you why. This community is big, big on theater. Because my kids were in it, so I know a little bit about it.
Why haven't I been approached?
I think there's a couple reasons.
Because it'd make the other people look bad. Because I'd be at a level that they're not.
No, I think John, and I'll tell serious
be like,
here.
Hey,
although we're on the air, but John,
hey, Aaron Rodgers, come play in our flag football league.
Okay, maybe that's okay. Let's go with
and
that.
Like you're making everybody else look bad.
No, let's go with that.
Okay.
It's not that he would make everybody look bad. He could make those people better.
Yeah.
But to manage that ego.
Yeah.
And do you think maybe some people, well, should we get mine on here? You know what I mean?
Like I don't even have an ego. I have no ego. I'm egoless.
None at all.
Todd.
Okay.
I'm egoless.
No, John, I
think.
John, no.
Boy, when Todd turns against me, it's
3-1.
The one grown up in the room.
Right.
But hey, you know, we talk about our New Year's resolutions, and of course, that's coming up. But
you've
course,
heard my impersonations.
They're good. I'm saying, John, I'm not discounting your perceived talent.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if you get a tryout. At Evergreen or at Dudley Bird or at Frank's Dinner Theater or at
I'm not going to do Frank. I've talked to Frank numerous times about being involved with his things. I get blown off every time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
I think you would kind of fit some of those shows.
I do too.
Quite honestly.
And you know I can sing.
No, I never said that. Don't put that on me.
Well, I mean, there's certain types
you
of songs.
You try to sing. Yeah. There's a difference. Those of us who can sing and those who, you're a shower singer, John. That means
Jim always calls you tone deaf.
Well,
that's because he is. It's not a call. I'm not calling him anything. I'm just stating
the dark of the moon of 6th of June and Jimmy Holland Hogg.
That's not
Cabal Pete with a reefer on and Jimmy Holland Hogg.
Well, so you know, was the
Hunt
words.
For Bear and I 1-0, about a mile out of Shaker Sound. Said, Big Ben, this is Rubber Duck. I'm about to lay the hammer down.
Okay, boy, that's just. That,
I love that.
Thank you.
Totally. I think it's
thank
phenomenal.
You. Thank you.
Can you see the spotlight and people just, you know, engage with you and the roar of the crowd?
We just ain't going to pay no
smell
toll.
The grease
so we
paint.
Crash the gate doing 98.
Okay, and no, this is.
Truckers
this is
roll 10-4.
Let's bring out your feminine side.
This is my favorite song.
Speaking of
don't interrupt Lulu. Yeah. Nobody interrupts Lulu. Greatest song.
Okay,
ever.
I know. Okay, John.
Ever.
John,
greatest
wipe
song
that tear
time.
From your
I gotta
eye.
Listen because I didn't hear it.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
This is you have to watch this movie. I tear up. Whenever this comes on, when I watch that movie, because Sidney Poitier, he's going to a different school.
You
he's
love
leaving.
This?
I love this. And I love this movie.
That's what it brings out his other side, that he's He's getting more comfortable. He's getting more comfortable.
Don't Who's taking it. You from crayons to probably, perfume?
He's probably a note and a half off. Like he's not even
isn't
like.
Isn't easy, no, but I try.
I feel sorry for you guys. You guys always.
This has made my morning.
No, this is just Johnny. People
if
are Johnny.
You wanted the moon.
You guys sit next to me in church, and I can't stand it. I turn around. I think, okay, wait a minute. I'm in God's house.
Listen to this. Listen to the lyrics.
You can't sing.
I can't sing.
No, you can't. You should read the words like that rubber ducky thing. Just say the
to
words.
Sir.
No, you're not there, Johnny. You're not there.
With love.
The music. Oh,
wow, great song.
Okay, anyway, guys,
great movie.
So enough.
We're doing movie night one night, and we're watching this movie. I'm coming
no,
over your house.
No.
Yeah,
but I
am.
I tell you what.
I'm going to sleep there.
Think, John, I do think with all the theaters.
And if I need some Bengay on my shoulders, by God, you're going to
Who's going to rub it in?
Exactly.
The mayor.
Me. Yeah.
The,
John, though, I think that theater thing, I think we could get you a part in something like at the Brault Theater, a smaller theater. You wouldn't. I think that could happen next
right.
year. I do.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Go ahead. Christy,
right.
thank
Hi,
you for being here.
Christy, what's going on?
Speaking of superstars,
right.
tonight.
Okay, it's about me now?
Yes.
William
Shatner is going to be in Appleton.
Shut
really?
Up.
William Shatner live on stage is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center.
Oh my God, there's some yeah. cool stuff going
That's
on.
That's pretty cool.
And guess what? I read that he was actually looking into getting a lake house in Wisconsin.
No.
Seriously.
Sandra Rank,
right.
where
right.
are you? Putting up the call for Sandra Rank.
And where we have got to get the...
Oh, by the way.
And tickets are still available. No, they're $35.75.
William Shatner should be on our show,
I found
John.
A cabin. I found a cabin. I found a cabin.
Really?
$49,000.
John,
doesn't have plumbing.
Not a cabin. That's a trailer.
No, it's not. It's a cabin. It just doesn't have water or plumbing.
Well, other
but
than
I
that,
put
what
that
the,
in.
Look, I gee, that's that. What a deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, we used to build those when I was in grade school.
Why has Todd let us down and not scheduled William Shatner to be on
right,
our show?
Right, that's what I was kind of getting
Todd.
At.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Todd,
like,
did you try?
Great job, Todd.
Because, like, we have Matt over at the Meyer Theater.
And, thanks, Todd.
Okay. Yeah. The William Shatner.
That would be unbelievable.
What would you ask him?
He's 92 years old. Did
Is
you realize
he really?
That?
Wow.
I didn't realize he was 92.
Wow.
I would ask him, but he went to space.
He did.
Well, that's
they're
right.
going to talk
that?
About that.
Yeah.
Hey, they're going to talk about that, you guys.
Okay, can I hang on?
I'm sure it's.
Okay. Can I just. Okay. Got this from my buddy Knob. I watched A Sir with Love on the airplane for the first time.
And I cried.
In March on a plane. I loved it. Those are cold-hearted people you're working with. Yeah. Those cold-hearted people mocking you will reap the whirlwind someday. We all have a soft side.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm not dissing the movie
me either.
By any means.
We're
I'm just really surprised that you like this song.
He's just all about this quarterback, Nagani, and selling worms and killing your dog and throwing your other dog off the dock to swim. And then you got this very sentimental movie to Sir with Love with Boo Boo, or what's her name?
Lulu.
Lulu Boo Boo. Wow. Same difference.
Boo boo.
Whatever. It's a good movie.
I never saw the movie.
Oh, you got to see
We're
it.
Having movie night.
We had that.
We're having movie,
that
movie night good, at Todd's house.
I'm fine with that.
At Todd's house.
No one knows where I live.
Yeah.
We'll follow you home.
Yeah. We know what you drive.
Okay. Wow. Yes,
Christy Barlament, Miss Downtown. What else we got going on?
So that is in Appleton. There's also a soup walk tomorrow from 1 to 4:30 in Appleton downtown.
Perfect weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shh. Turn it up.
Are you
okay.
shooing me?
Yeah.
No, just no, we're not.
We're
Go ahead.
Send
Keep
break.
It. We're going to send it to a break. We got to get back.
Listen.
There's a lot going on in this community. And
turn
we'll
up
be back with Boo Boo right
Whoa.
After these.
Don't disrespect her. Wow.
Mayor in the Mine off.
Back after this.
If you want.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 51 today under cloudy skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 49, cloudy. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, highs level off around 52, cloudy skies. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I had to cleanse the palate from that song and get some rock and roll on there.
There you go.
When did Todd turn against me?
What happened? Pretty easy to do, right. But yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows. Products with limited lifetime warranties. They're amazing. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass. Stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella Play proves to be the game winner. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace older damaged windows and doors or just wanting to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out. For a limited time, monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today at PellaWI.com. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends on October 31st. They are awesome. Got some texts coming in. Todd's sharing them with us.
Before we segue from the windows, I just want to say I have Pella Windows, as you know, and I love them. They did a great job. Found a window washer. I've been looking to someone.
A person, you mean?
Yeah, well, the guy I had, remember, I signed a contract with him, and this was, I don't know, 8 years ago, and it was $10 a window, which—
Sounds reasonable.
I know, but it was lifetime price if you used him every year.
Okay.
So, I know, we got—
Then what happened to
him? He moved.
Oh.
So, I had to find a new window washer, so I had some estimates. I had a guy come over, he gave me this estimate, and he's like, man, you're not going to like this, and I'm like, look, I want him washed, not replaced.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like— But I found a guy. I told him I'd give him a shout out. He came over. He's from Appleton. Select Exterior Services. Get this, Johnny. And I love the entrepreneur. This guy's 19 years old.
Wow. Good for him.
Came in, squeegee. He was great. And it was very reasonable. It wasn't $10 a window, but nice. A little bit more. But yeah. But this Ethan Wondrich, I said, and I gave him our card and told him we had a radio station. And I'm doing it because I like him. He did a great service, but he is he offers free estimates throughout the Fox Valley area, and this guy's a good guy. He's a young kid. We got to support the young entrepreneur. So it's Ethan Wondrich, and it is at Select Exterior Services, and 427-9468. Ethan, we loved what you did, and we will have you back in spring.
Nice.
So I want to give him a shout out because he did a good job washing my Pella windows.
Great. We got some text here. One, Johnny, there's no semis with Hemis. Learn the bleeping lyrics. That's why you don't get a call back.
Aha. Uh-huh. There you go.
Got another one. Johnny,
like him?
The mayor is a politician. He's a much better actor.
Like him, too.
Well, I don't think that was a compliment.
What?
Just being honest.
What?
Got this one from my great friend Tracy. She said, on my way to Quick Trip for the deal of the day, reason to smile, friend, is that a friend is now heard on Spotify. I couldn't be happier for you, John. I glow when a friend of mine is successful doing what they love. Miss the laughs. Worked with Tracy in real estate. Wonderful lady. Tremendous
and
lady.
Spotify, I know Todd really promotes the whole, roadmap to get us to text, but to listen to us, Spotify, you just go to Spotify and type in Mine on the Mayor. And
that's all I gotta do.
All our shows come up.
Nice.
And you can listen to that anytime you want, during the day, at night, sleepless night. Get up and listen to. You can go to past shows and Spotify, and thank you, Tracy, for bringing that up. I listen to us on Spotify too once in a while.
You would?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Hi, Christy.
Good morning, guys.
What else is going on around the area?
So we went over Green Bay. One more cool event in Appleton. There's a masquerade party fundraiser, and it benefits Prevention Suicide of the Fox Cities. That is at the Grand Meridian tonight, and the new Dueling Pianos are playing there,
which is closing. The Grand Meridian.
That is
such a landmark. Event when I was working in Appleton, every event that was going on was at the Grand Meridian.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the owner passed away a couple of years ago, and I think a lot of times you have that where it's
totally.
Like that one, and it was a great place. Yes. I love the Grand Meridian.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've all.
Yeah. Been.
Our friends at Midwest Restoration had a lot of events there. We had a lot of good times there.
Oh my God, we had Ryan on yesterday.
Yeah.
Again, Ryan is so much cooler than us. It's mind-boggling.
Well,
and I got texts from people saying, "Mino, who is that guy?"
Yeah.
And I'm going home and unplugging my, what are they called? Those batteries? Lithium?
Oh, yeah.
You see, I'm going home and unplug my lithium batteries. Talking about how many fires these days come from lithium batteries, from people leaving stuff plugged in too much, about how many fires come from bathroom vents because nobody thinks to take the vent off and clean it out. Furnace filters.
That preventive maintenance to get in there.
Dryers, the vent in a dryer, how many fires are caused by that. It was almost scary with what he was telling us, scary in a good way where it's like, holy crap, that could happen at my house anytime.
They're an amazing crew. We love Midwest Restoration.
Yep.
Absolutely. So some events going on in Oshkosh, the Harvest Fest and Super Sample Saturday. That is tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Oshkosh Food Co-op, and that is absolutely free. A bunch of fun samples, lemonade, vegetables, just a ton of cool. stuff going on there. Haunted Happenings, Ghost Tours is tonight, Friday the 13th at the Grand Oshkosh. Tickets are only $10 and you can take.
You going to that, Todd?
Not tonight. I'm going to a show tomorrow night, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Fun.
That's a great place. That'll be fun. And
there's another.
Not a better day.
What's that, Jim?
Not a better day, Friday the
13th. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Down there.
That's going to be cool.
Oshkosh Symphony Orchestra at the UW Oshkosh Arts and Communication Building. That's $10, and that is an evening of energetic music celebrating the new collaboration of OSO and UW Oshkosh. So a bunch of concerts, and if you have love for the symphony like the mayor does, I think that would be a great...
You're a symphony guy?
I do, but I have not heard the word energetic and symphony in the same...
This does. It's
cool.
Right here. I know. That's why...
They're so talented.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I did a thing one time with them.
That will be fun. That is going to be very entertaining. Anyway, go ahead, John.
I did a thing with them at the thing in the park, in Astor Park. Not Astor Park. Whatever.
St. James?
Yeah. I did a thing with them where I had to read something. I forget what it was. It wasn't the Declaration of Independence, but something. And it had to go to their music, to the beat of their music.
Yeah.
And they're incredible what they can do.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't take this wrong way, but is a conductor that important?
Oh, man.
Because it seems like the people just know what they're doing. And don't they just do it?
If they're not, the downstroke is right. John, you got to start. You got to keep.
Really?
They are so talented.
But I think I could do that.
The conductor's job.
I think I could do that.
Well, I've been a guest conductor, but they were so well trained. I was actually just kind of screwing around a little bit, and they kept the tempo. But no, the conductor is, and he'll cue you in, And
but it seems like the people are so talented that they,
they are. So this symphony tonight, this is going to be interesting. Hey. Educational fun for $10. You're going to hear Schubert's unfinished symphony. Mm. Can you believe that?
When did he finish that? God, really? You'd be like the maestro. Remember the maestro in Seinfeld, Todd?
No.
You don't remember the maestro?
No.
Because he was the conductor of the firefighters band. He's like, it's a firefighters band.
I love that.
Why does he call himself the maestro? It's like, hi, Bob. They call me the maestro. Really? You remember that? Oh, here we go again.
I did.
What a great way to end the week.
Great way to end the week. Will you promise me you'll watch this movie? Kristen, will you promise me you'll watch this movie?
I promise.
We'll have a movie night. We will. I don't know where. We haven't defined
that yet.
Nah, I don't know if I want to do it at my
Sidney
house.
Sidney Poitier.
This is a great movie. He's a great amazing. Message here, too. It's a great story. And,
they're these hoodlum kids.
Right.
And he changed their lives.
African-American guy that really made a difference in the lives of these people. This is a great movie. It's a great song. And let's just let Boo Boo finish it out. And not you, Johnny. Have a great weekend, everybody. There's a lot going on. Go to the websites. You know, support the communities. The weather's going to be iffy, but we got the super.
We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. All right. See ya.
As a roofer, I don't have time to fail. Homeowners rely on me, so I rely on Beacon. Beacon's unique network of branches work together to get me what I need when I need it. Every branch working together. And with the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like Certainty Landmark Pro, right at my fingertips. And now through November, purchase Certainty with Beacon Pro Plus, web or app, and earn up to $750. Beacon, always building.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.